Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. If I sound strange and tired, then that's because I am tired, and I'm in a totally different location than, you know, where I usually record. I am now in an apartment in Warsaw, Poland, and getting to the border and everything, it's a mess and my head's about to explode. That's why this episode comes out so late today, for me at least, and you'll get a new one as soon as I can sit down and spare some time to record again. I have been writing articles, doing interviews, and just massively overworking myself and pushing myself to the dead limit that I possibly could. However, here come the latest news. Well, for starters, yesterday and today, there weren't any major movements in the war, except in the region of in the south, near Mariupol. Mariupol has now been surrounded, and we had a tweet from a Ukrainian army soldier who stated that, well, they are completely surrounded, he doesn't know what's going to happen, and that he just asks everyone not to forget what's happening there. Also today, Russia decided that they need to cut off all the communications in Kiev and bombed the Kiev TV tower. They killed 13 innocent people, 13 civilians while doing so. They managed to bomb a Holocaust memorial while doing so. One of the killed was an 8-year-old girl. Yeah, no good news here at all. It doesn't seem like they've cut off any major communications in Kiev. They have failed to do that, which is a good thing. However, well, they claimed this responsibility, and they claimed they had to do it to stop cyber attacks. I don't see a way how this is going to stop in any way or form Anonymous, but what seems way more likely is that Russia is trying to cut off Kiev from the rest of the world just so they can do something bad, since, according to my Russian sources, Putin also managed to call in a massive gathering of deputies and governors and senators. Yeah, because Russia has a Senate, they just don't do anything really. And he might be doing, you know, he might be doing this to get popular support for some really crazy, wild actions. Everywhere else, Russian forces seem to be stepping back. And near Kiev, they are amassing forces for a massive push forward. Russian bombing with rockets has become truly crazy, and they're not doing precision strikes anymore, they're just blasting everything and so that no one would care. And we just posted a thing on Twitter about that. And we have newly born kids in Kiev, and on 28th of February twins were born in a bomb shelter, and those people are still holding, and it's amazing. Ukrainian army managed to capture some of the food trucks, logistics trucks, that were used by the Russian army. And yeah, it turns out that because of the massive corruption and how everything's working in Russia, basically, the food that the army is being fed is, well, their expiry date is over. And I don't mean that the expiry date is gone and it's like, it's gone by a month. No, they found MREs with an expiry date of 2015. And not just MREs, like everything. And that also explains all the looting that we've been seeing, because there has been a lot of looting. Also, Putin is now apparently trying to react to the sanctions, because the sanctions seem to be working. And according to Medusa, my honorable colleagues, whom I respect and that I take a lot of materials from, Putin has prohibited to take out more than $10,000 from Russia. From the 2nd of March 2022, basically, that's a criminal offense to take out more than $10,000 from Russia in accordance to the official exchange rate, by the way, because that amount is shifty. So you can't take that out, because the sanctions are truly horrendous and they are hitting Russia hard. And a lot of Russians, you know, in the YouTube comments sections that I read, you know, if 2 days ago a lot of Russians were like, yeah, pro-war, go Putin, then right now we see a lot more critical views on everything, and a lot more people are getting more and more concerned that this is not their war, that this is the war of the oligarchs. I've had some news from Latvia, and one thing that I want to mention, because every one of you, and specifically you guys who listen to this show, you all have, know someone who speaks Russian, is a Russian, and maybe lives in your country, maybe just visiting or something. I've heard some news that Russians in other countries are getting harassed. And I'm firmly against that because, well, in Latvia, we've had our own issues with this, but at least for my country and for Estonia definitely as well, we have to remember that this is the oligarchs' war and that by no means are all Russians to be held accountable for this. We should, you know, help them out because they have families and lives there. And now if someone's posting something pro-Putin and pro-war, then they're fair game. They're 100% fair game, and you should point at them and yell at them and explain the situation because, well, after what's happening, we can't afford to neglect these people. We can't afford disinformation to win. But if it's just someone speaking Russian on the street or whatever, or they're just Russian, then please let them be. Because they are as much victims as everyone else, really. So don't let your emotions take over. We all have to stake through this together. And talking about Russia itself, one of my followers on Twitter is a Russian who's actively protesting against this, and I've offered to help him if he needs any help in getting out of Russia, although I don't know how it's going to be possible, but if you're listening, know that I take this seriously. We're also on Telegram. Well, I'll post the number up if you want to contact me that way if you're from Russia. And if you're the tired FSB officer who's tasked to listen to this show and follow me, know that you also can contact me on Telegram. You can be a hero of your country, actually, and maybe save Russia from ruin, and join up with the rest of the planet and not, after all of this, be blamed for horrendous shit that's happening. Just saying, because I have personally learned that there are many of you out there who are people of the FSB and the troll farms and who are listening to my show. And if you're thinking that I'm gonna yell at you, oh no. My message to you is, yeah, switch sides. Come over. Join us. Why? Because that's how you're saving Russia. That's the only way how I can even potentially see Russia staying together in the long run. And even then, it's doubtful, but hey, at least you can do something so that all this war can end. Like I said, I have a Telegram account. You can PM me on Twitter. My number, I think, is on Facebook, but I'll post it again. Just remember this. You can't change sides, and you know, you will be helped. And no one's going to throw you away. Just saying. But yeah, Russia has blocked the sites of Echo of Moscow and Dozhd in Russia. They have proclaimed that these sites provide false information, which is blatant lies. They are just the more objective sites that I use. That's because they use the word war. Like I said, even the usage of the word war is banned now in Russia, and you can go to prison for that. And these people, they hosted some journalists which were critical about all the situation, and now they're foreign agents and everything. And apparently, well, they're blocked now. And I don't know. I have no idea how to get actually reliable information to Russians, because inside of Russia there's a lot of disinformation, and a lot of people are basically, you know, they actually believe that this is an anti-Nazi operation and that, you know, everyone is just hating on Russia for nothing, which we know isn't the case. One way how to get through to them, which is an important idea that I read today on Twitter and shared everywhere with pictures and everything, is that what you can do is you can go to Google Maps, go to Russia, preferably Moscow or St. Petersburg or some bigger cities, and pick the biggest restaurants you can find, biggest businesses or whatever, and write a review there. And on our Facebook page, on our post where we shared this, we have a pre-made text in Russian made by one of our listeners. I can't understand, get the name now, but someone wrote a text in Russian for people who don't speak English, so you can copy-paste that and post it there, or just post in English about what's happening in Russia. Sure, the odds that someone inside Russia is going to read it are quite slim, but if you maybe use Yandex Maps or someplace where you can write reviews like this, okay, that might be one possible way how to spread information towards them, how to spread this to Russia, and that's a great idea. just because at least if someone catches on to this and someone reads this and becomes convinced that something's otherwise, I think they'll use those things to show how everything's going here and how, what do we think and how do we feel, and maybe you know, if we can help Russian people to maybe throw off their own issues and do something, although it's unlikely, but still, maybe we can change the world for the better. That's a real thing that you can do. It doesn't take a lot of time. Just write a message and just put a 5-star review, because we don't want the local businesses to suffer. This is not review bombing them, which also was the thing that some people mistook on our post. We're not review bombing them. What we're doing is that we're just trying to inform the Russian people who live under censorship what's actually going on and why their lives will get more miserable. Because the censorship levels, oh, they're insane, because Roskomnadzor, the guys who've probably blocked me a long time ago or something, I don't even know, they have now basically argued that they want to block Wikipedia, because someone on Russian Wikipedia had written an honest article about this whole situation, and Roskomnadzor, being the glorious Putin's watchdogs that they are, have decided to, you know, take part in all this operation, and basically block Wikipedia for them writing and kind of an account on all of this invasion thing. And inside Runet itself, the situation is weird, because, you know, I used to read Lurkmore, and that's a site where just kind of like an encyclopedia, but for Russia. And there are a lot of useful comments, because they gave me links. For example, on an episode of Mavrodi, they had a lot of stories about the scam people and how the scams work, and For people's stuff, they're pretty useful. And right now, their articles about Putin and Ukraine and all this invasion thing, they've turned into a massive shit show. And people are arguing, and it's really, really, really bad. But what can you do? Weird stuff going on. I do have to say, by the way, massive thank you to Teva and Ed, because they provided me a camera, which means that in the next days, you'll get some actually video materials published on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, by the way, all the posts are made by my friends and colleagues. I want to say thank you to them. And I was given a microphone by Joe Horgan from Latvia Weekly podcast. And I forgot on my tweets to say thank you to him properly. And the last time that I mentioned podcast that you should follow, Joe Horgan makes the podcast called Latvia Weekly. And he is an American from Maine that moved to Latvia and married here. And he's making shows about, well, Latvia Weekly, about our regional news. And he's making them for mostly expat audience. But hey, if you find him on Stitcher or Spotify or whatever, then hey, feel free to subscribe and do give him a listen. He also sent me a small audio clip that I will put in front of some future episodes. It's just that right now it's a mess, and I can't really stabilize myself currently. So that's gonna wait a bit for a bit later episode. The one that I sent to Anet, that is. For proper editing, so that's gonna happen. I'm really following everything that's going on, and well, let's just hope that we all survive another night and that we all end up being safe. If you want to support the show, then you can click the donate button on our webpage, or become a patron. We're not charging for these episodes. We're only charging patrons for the episodes that are fully edited by Aneta. But thank you all. This is an expensive endeavor that I'm going in, and well, I can either spend money or spend safety, and I'm not going to spend safety. So, you know. Also, send help to Ukrainians in Ukraine. We've posted a bunch of links to charities. Please do that. We'll post more links, and in a lot of countries right now across Europe, there are points where you can just donate stuff, and it'll go to the refugees. However, be careful about this, because don't just look up what they actually need, and what's needed most are female hygiene products and all sorts of, you know, like wet wipes and things like that, because if they get too much food, then this will probably get thrown out, because, you know, it's really about what those people need. Anyway, I'm safe. I'm in Poland. I'm not dead yet, so that's fine. My arms and legs are also in one place, and we'll have some interviews, and we'll have some photos and everything. I'll try to grab some sleep. It's been an awful day for me, but I can't complain. I'm not one fighting in the front lines. До свидания, товарищи.